First of a four-game series with the Rangers visiting Target Field and Minnesota. A.J. Griffin just off the DL to make the start for Texas. And at the top of the first, Nomar Mazara gives him an early lead.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, line to center field. That'll drop a base hit. DeShields around third, heading home. Buxton's throw to the plate is going to be late. Throw to third base, and Andrus is safe there. So it's an RBI single for Mazara. DeShields scores, Andrus to third. And it's 1-0 Texas, 2 on, still nobody out.
And a 1-2. Hit high in the air, center field. Buxton is not even going to turn around. That one is gone. A 3-run homer to straightaway center field. A monster bomb, and now Texas up 4-1. And the pitch, curve got him. The old slow breaking ball at 65. That has a big loop in it, and it starts out early. There's just the third strikeout for Griffin. And a 3-1 pitch. Ground ball could be two, fielded by the shortstop. Flips to Ordura at second on the first in time for the 6-4-3 double play. Sound like he broke his bat. A slow curve and swung on a miss. Kepler goes down swinging in. Just the fourth strikeout for Griffin.
And the pitch is tapped to first down the line, rolling. It's going to be picked up fair by Claudio. Tags out Maurer on his chest, and that's out number three, and that's the ball game. Rangers come to Target Field and take the opening game of this four-game series, 4-1.
Texas behind A.J. Griffin picks up a 4-1 win over the Twins. Griffin is now 5-2. The Twins dropped their ninth game out of their last 12. Dylan G made his first appearance as a Twin, marking the 30th different pitcher to appear this season for Minnesota, setting a new franchise record. The Twins suffered their ninth loss in their last 12 games following a 4-1 defeat to the Rangers on Thursday. After the game, here's Twins manager Paul Molitor.
Well, we've been having a bit of a lull offensively. I think there's some guys that are searching a little bit right now. We didn't really hit many balls hard tonight. You know, Buck did a nice job. He had a couple good at-bats, and Miggy just missed one. Rosie did a good job fighting off that two-strike curveball. It was just a matter of hitting a lot of balls in the air. You know, he's kind of got that fastball that doesn't register real high on the gun, but, you know, guys have trouble scoring it up, and he had enough, you know, change of curveball combination to keep us guessing too. So, game kind of turned there. You know, we almost made a nice play on Napoli's ball, and they ended up getting some extra swings, and we couldn't put guys away there before Gallo finally got a hold of one, and that was the difference in the game. No, I mean, I thought after the first inning, he came out and he had a little trouble with command, but he settled in. He did a nice job of minimizing there in the first inning with the strikeouts. And he kind of kicked it into gear there for a couple innings, but the pitch count was climbing, and when he had a chance to finish guys there to keep the game tied, you know, he couldn't make that last pitch, and he finished the inning. It was a long inning. I decided to turn it over to Dylan, who did a nice job. We were able to keep the zeros going after that, but the damage had been done.
The series continues on Friday with Bartolo Colon taking the mound for Minnesota against Martin Perez of Texas.